This is the Top 25 Rundown, and here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown, presented by the Sportscast. Today's date is December 7th, 2022. If you haven't, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. Listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Visit us on thesportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter, the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. My name is Alan West. That is Tyler Turner. How you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm ready for the playoff to happen, and also those 2 weeks that we both were off, we weren't on at the same time. Those rivalry games, man, that was horrible. But we'll skip that for this week.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the playoff?
You know what? It was probably for so long, I have been probably a little bit more on the side of, I like the bowl games. I like the 4-team playoff. Mm-hmm. I even like the BCS era. But because of the transfer portal, everyone's sitting out. You have guys opting out for the draft. You have people transferring. So obviously all these transfers, they're not going to play in bowl games. I'm officially, this year was like the bowl games that need to be done. You need to do a 12-team playoff, because I finally realized that era in college football is done, and you just have to have more at stake, and you have to have 12 teams that are able to win the national championship. Mm-hmm. And ultimately that's the best thing for the sport. And then, you know, you're going to always include a group of five. You're always going to include all five conferences. I mean, you still have the Pac-12, who has not made the college football playoffs since 2016. That's a 6-year drought. Mm-hmm. And the Pac-12 was the second best conference in college football this year. They had six top 20 teams, and yet no one made the college football playoff. So it's time for the college football playoff to be expanded. It's actually too bad it doesn't start next year. We have one more year of this, and yep. I'll be happy in 2024, because that is finally going to make more people more at stake. I think you're going to see less of a mass exodus into the portal, and also probably a little less of this coaches getting fired, like second games of the season. Like college football right now, it's just kind of, yeah, people like, yeah, it's just really different.
The other thing you gotta remember for the transfer portal is it happens from December 4th till, I believe, only January 15th, whereas last year it lasted from the end of the off season till, I think, almost August. So I mean, with them making only about 45 days, you're going to see a lot of people hit the transfer portal quick.
Isn't there a, if I'm not mistaken, maybe I am, isn't there a period after spring ball too?
I believe there is a little bit then, but you're going to see most of the people right now. I'd have to go back and look at that, but I do know that the main transfer portal time is only from December 4th till January 15th, I believe, was the cutoff.
Yeah, I think there's a period. Yeah, I think there's a period in, like, it's like April. Oh, maybe it's like May. Yeah, like a couple week period. Because you get a little bit of exodus after spring ball when people don't have spots and stuff.
True. So yeah, we'll definitely look into that more in the coming weeks. But right now, just trying to.
Is Ohio State lost anyone?
They lost their offensive coordinator. He is going to be the coach. He took over, I think it was Tulsa. Kevin Wilson, I think he's going to be the coach of Tulsa.
Is he going to call the playoff game?
Yes, he is. He's going to be the OC for the playoff game, and see what happens for that. But so far, no one else has left yet, as far as I know. But I did hear about him taking over the job.
There's no players that have left?
There's a linebacker that's left. There's a safety that's left. And Jack Smith and Jigba, he never played this year.
Yeah, he opted out.
Yeah, he opted out and is declared for the draft, which, I mean, I really wish he'd been able to play this year, but I really think that there was something more wrong with him than just a hamstring, because he would have thought he was back.
You can, you know what, if you straight up tear your hamstring, you can. If he tore it, did he tear it the second time around?
I don't know if they admitted
that. If you tear your hamstring, it could take like 3-4 months to heal up.
Yeah, I mean, if he did, I understand, but it's still just. I was hoping he'd be back in time for the playoff, but unfortunately that happened because he was a beast, even with a lot of loss. So, I mean, I was hoping for big things with him, but I mean, this year basically was the coming out party for Marvin Harrison. Ajukwu, as much as I could say for anybody.
So what do you think about that matchup with Georgia?
I think it's a good matchup. I actually looked at it. I think ESPN did an article about for matching up for quarterback, running backs, and wide receivers. And I want to say that when they did like the projections for them, Georgia was better at the quarterback level, but for wide receiver and running back, they gave it to Ohio State. They gave it because Stetson Bennett hadn't lost in the last 2 years, which I can understand.
So I'm like, if anyone beats Georgia, if I were to predict anyone to upset Georgia, it actually would be Ohio State. I still do not like that matchup at all for Ohio State, because Ohio State, I'm just going to be blunt, they're a little soft. And you know what Georgia's not? Georgia's not very soft.
No.
Sorry. Under one thing I'm saying to Ryan Day, and he's been a good recruiter, and he's had you in the playoffs 3 out of 4 years, but they're not super tough. They're super finesse. They're not the Ohio State that the Jim Tressel years had.
Definitely.
Which
not.
Is a little weird. Or even Urban Meyer's Ohio State's. So, and Georgia's not. Georgia's they're physical, tough, with a bunch of good athletes. They blend both. So, I'm not. No way I'm going to pick Ohio State to beat Georgia. I should say no way, but I'm not going to pick them. But if anyone beats Georgia, it'd be Ohio State, because I think Michigan and TCU match up horribly.
Did you watch any of the championship games this last weekend?
Yep, I watched TCU Kansas State. That was a great game. I kind of thought that was going to be a tough game for TCU to win. Kansas State had revenge. They had it was all about the Big 12 championship, where TCU, you know, they kind of knew as long as they didn't get blown out, they're going to be in the playoff. And then I just thought that was going to be a tough game. But Max Duggan almost willed them to victory.
He really did.
Single-handedly. But didn't quite get it at the end. So, good victory.
I mean, I saw that he definitely is on the Heisman contender list. I mean, if anyone was going to win, would be for him. I mean, even though I like the CJ Strouds there, watching that game with Duggan and then watching Williams in the Pac-12 championship game, Williams, once he got hurt, he really just wasn't.
Yeah, that's not fair. Yeah, you can't. He pulled his hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. And I'm not a Caleb Williams fan, and heck no, I'm not a USC fan, but you can't. Ding him for, I mean, he was clear. He couldn't even run. He had to walk. He was like, couldn't jog off the field. I mean, that was really, really. The fact that he actually tried and gave such a strong effort, I'm going to give props to him. So.
I can admit that. I mean, but I still think if it's between him and Duggan, I would give it to him. I really would, because he.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. You just can't use the championship game as a reason why.
Fair enough. But I would say that Duggan's performance, just how he did in the game, I would say that helped to solidify if he was going to win. But we're going to wait and see about that. Although, coach, or when Kansas State's head coach did the post-game interview, he made sure to mention Adrian Martinez because he's like, hey, we wouldn't have been here without Adrian Martinez either because of how good that game was when they played the first. Just how Adrian Martinez started the year off for them. What did you think about
I still think I would predict Williams to win it, though. Just FYI.
Okay, that's fine.
That's who I think wins it, but
I'll be curious to see who wins it. I mean, I would say probably be Duggan, Williams, Stroud, and then Bennett for me. So we'll see what happens. And also, while I have a second, I want to make sure that in Division III men's soccer, history was made this last week, and I wasn't sure about it. But a women's coach for the University of Chicago actually won the national championship. Something you will usually never hear about, but had last time for Division III.
Oh, sorry. Why is my camera flashing?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Not sure.
Can you hear me on?
I can hear you, yes. I can hear you, Tyler.
You can.
I hear you.
Can't turn my camera off. Sorry, dude. It's flashing for whatever reason. Flashing for the light.
All righty. Well, as one of the other games Tyler talked about.
Can you hear me, Alan? Alan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Don't worry about my camera. You seem to be all like.
Okay.
I turn my camera off.
Okay.
Is it still recording?
It is.
There you go.
That was the main thing I was checking as well because.
All right, cool.
So we're
still don't worry about my camera. Okay. It didn't look great anyways. Anyways, what are you talking about?
Let's do the Big Ten championship game. Michigan, well, they beat Purdue at first. The game looked kind of close, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. They came off the Ohio State victory. I think they're a little bit flat. So they ended up winning by plenty. I mean, Michigan's a story of if doing things the right way. I think Jim Harbaugh really does. He has a good culture. He has a strong physical team. They're well conditioned. And what were you shaking your head about?
Well, they had a felon playing in the championship game.
Okay.
Number 58. He had a felony, and the school didn't suspend him. They let him play the whole year.
What was his name?
Mozzie Smith, I believe.
Oh, Mozzie Smith got in trouble. Is he out for the playoff?
No, they let him play the whole time. They just announced about it right after Ohio State week that he had gotten arrested for a felony.
Oh, he was speeding with a Glock 19. Yeah, I see it. I still think that. I mean, so how is that to disprove what I said? I mean, I think Jim Harbaugh has run a good program. You're an Ohio State fan.
I am. And
you're one to talk. Sure, how about Urban Meyer when you were there? You had Urban Meyer as your head coach.
That's true. We did.
I think Jim Harbaugh runs a cleaner program than.
Then how he did Florida, yes, I'll give you that. But it did better at Ohio State. But I understand. I mean,
did better
for me, Tyler. Know that I have to be careful about the praise I give to the school. Okay, do I think that their running game showed up with Edwards? Do I think that McNamara is a good quarterback? Do I think that they're wide receivers?
Well, McNamara is not playing quarterback, so that's kind of a mute point.
That's he's the one that transferred out of McCarthy. That's right. So there you go. That's one. But
shows you how locked in you are to Michigan. It doesn't matter. They're what 13? They're 25-1 back to back Big Ten champions, college football playoff. They're probably going to make the. I think they could make the national title game this year.
That's possible. That is very possible. I'm curious to see.
I think they beat TCU.
Okay.
I think it's Georgia versus Michigan, and Georgia, unfortunately, just has better people.
Okay.
There's my early playoff preview.
Okay. That and we are going to be doing two bigger shows on the 28th, and then next weekend before the next Wednesday after that, before the playoff championship game happens, where I know that we're going to be joined by I think Santiago and Chris is going to come on as well, who was on that other time with us,
and then probably that Alabama kid.
I think with he's all that Alabama,
with all that Alabama propaganda, how'd that turn out for him?
Yeah. Well, what do you think about Fox giving Nick Saban time to try to make his position better during the halftime show?
What'd you say?
Did you watch the halftime at the Big Ten Championship? Okay. Well.
Oh no! No, I heard something like Saban was trying to. Yeah.
Like he was like, "Oh well, we deserve to be in it. We've done every. We only lost by under a touchdown for each, but it's like the way that I was watching ESPN earlier today when I listened to Booger McFarland. Booger McFarland said it very simple. Alabama lost two. Ohio State lost one. Ohio State's in the playoff.
Yeah. And they 11-1, won one more game. Their only loss was to a team in the playoff. Remember Alabama, both their losses, neither of those teams even made the playoffs. So that's another thing to think about. And unfortunately they lost to I believe Ohio State. Now, if Oregon had not blown it and gone and beaten USC with two losses, but I still think they would have given it to Ohio State. I think they would have held Oregon's really bad loss against them. I really do. Yeah, I'm trying to think if any other team could have snuck in there. Not really. If Kansas State had only been a two-loss team and they, their only losses would have been to Tulane and TCU, and then they would have revenged and beaten TCU in the revenge match, they might have gotten in over TCU.
It's possible. That one is possible.
Because then it would have been a 12-1 TCU versus 11-2 Kansas State. But Kansas State would have won the bigger game, being the Big Ten 12 championship. Mm-hmm. And Kansas State also would have had, a victory over – because I'm taking a loss. Oh, I'm taking that Texas loss by a touchdown. So they had a victory over Texas. They had a victory. Their schedule still looks a little weak. I don't know. See, the thing is, if Oregon would have won, Oregon would have had four – top 25 victories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would have been big for Oregon and a conference title. And they beat the team that was in the playoff, knocked them out. But I'm glad that USC didn't make it, because as you saw, once Caleb Williams went down, they're not very good. Remember I said that all year? They were a team without Caleb Williams that was 7-5.
Yep.
That's how big him getting Caleb Williams transferred from Oklahoma to USC was. Because that's a 7-5 team. That's why, guess who I think should win the Heisman? The guy that adds four games value to his team.
Okay. All right. We'll see
while Dugan is good, I just don't think him alone is only value. Now, I don't think TCU would be without Dugan. I don't think they would have been undefeated. I don't think they'd be in the playoff. But I don't think it's quite as much value. I really do think it's between those two. I don't include Stroud. Honestly, if you had Kyle McCord in there, you probably win 10, 11 games.
Possibly.
Yeah, probably. McCord is the final former five-star that can sling the ball around to really talented receivers. I actually think Stroud is overrated, and I think his draft stock is showing that. He's now projected to be the third quarterback drafted. And okay. I do a lot of NFL stuff, so I think Stroud ends up being the third quarterback drafted in the draft behind Bryce Young and Will Levis.
Okay. And I can respect that. I mean, we'll see what happens. I want to see how he does his final game, although I do know that he admitted if he didn't, they didn't make the playoff, he wouldn't have played. So.
What's his final game?
Yeah, this will be his final game because he's going in a draft after this year.
So you're predicting a Georgia victory?
But no, I'm still going to. I'm going to ride with my Buckeyes.
You just said it was his final game.
Well, it's probably. Well,
oh, you just said it was his final game. So then he's opting out of the national championship?
No. What it was is if they didn't make the playoff, he wouldn't have played in the bowl game. He would have just gone straight to
be. He has to protect that early second round pick, Greg.
Pretty much.
So do you think Nix goes? Does Bo Nix go pro or does he come back?
That I'm curious about. But
he's a day three guy. I don't know why. In today's NLI area, I can't talk. NLI era, I don't know why a day three guy that can make six, seven figures by staying and play out his eligibility would leave. Because he's going to make the same amount of money while probably being a backup or might be getting cut. Mm-hmm. So,
well, then you saw a Penix staying as well. So,
and actually, if I was going to pick who was going to go pro of the two, it was going to be Penix. Because Penix, I think, has a little more upside because he's a little bigger guy and has a really big arm. And the NFL likes size and big arms. So I actually think Penix could have been a day two guy. Probably a late day two, but I actually thought he was going to be a day two guy. And I thought Nix, I love Nix, but he's a little small. And he gets hurt. He gets hurt because he's not a big dude. He's like 6'1", 200 pounds. So I just don't think that is going to be as high a pick.
That's fair. Although, while we're talking about that, let's talk about the ACC championship game, which basically became the DJ Ugalele jumped into the transfer portal. Yep, exactly.
I think DJ. Yeah, if we want to get into a transfer portal at all, I think a guy like DJ, I think he's going to be solid somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I think he needs a different system. Like, where could I see DJ going? Oregon State.
Okay.
No, I think he heads back to the West Coast. I could see UCLA. I don't know if that's the best fit for him. Because he's a pretty good runner, but he's not a dual threat guy. And Chip, if you've known him throughout his career, he really likes dual threat guys.
Yes.
So I don't know about that fit. I could also possibly see I said West Coast. Now the more that I think about it, Oregon State's probably – see, Oregon State needs a quarterback.
Yep.
Obviously, they've become a pretty good team. They're 9-3 this year.
You know what?
But they're not any good. You know what? If Cameron Rising leaves, which I don't know if he does, I could see Utah being a decent fit.
Okay.
Run the ball, get downhill, throw the ball at the top, maybe. I'm trying to think. If he stayed out on the No, I don't think UCF is actually. No, I don't think it is. I think they like a better dual. I think they, he wants more of a dual threat guy too. That's, I think Malzahn likes more of a dual. Yeah, yeah. I think it'd be I'm trying to think of a team that likes to run the ball downhill and then maybe likes to, because DJ has a huge arm, so likes to get the ball downfield.
What about Stanford? They could. Depending on what happens there, he could be a fit there.
They're not doing very well. I mean, I don't know why you would transfer to teams that are not good.
Well, I mean,
the reason Shaw's, why I say Oregon's down, what?
Well, you know, Shaw retired, so
yeah, they're not going to get any better. And, like, football's dying out there. They have climate change to fight at Stanford. Come on, can't be doing that toxically masculine sports.
So
much. So white patriarchal. No, I don't know. No, let's be honest. I don't, because they have, it's really tough to get into. You can't, that you don't automatically get into a grad program. You have to have a certain, so a lot of football players don't qualify for the grad programs. They've had 17 or 18 guys transfer already. And good players, not like bench warmers, like guys that were, they're better players.
Okay.
Like Oregon's had 12 guys. They could use a quarterback. It depends on the system that Matt Rhule wants to run. I try to think of Rhule. I think he kind of, who is his, what kind of system did he have? Kind of a dual threat guy, if I remember, when he was at Baylor.
Somewhat.
I wouldn't be shocked if a Hudson Card went to Nebraska.
Okay.
I could see, because remember, we're talking about one quarterback.
Yep.
I mean, you got Devin Leary's in the portal. You have Hudson Card in the portal. You have Jacoby Briswell in the portal. You have Spencer Sanders. Actually, Spencer Sanders is a guy that I could see go to Nebraska. And that's not far away from Oklahoma State either. Yeah, I totally could see a Spencer Sanders at Nebraska, actually. Yeah. Actually, the more I think about it, the more I think he goes. I think he's their next quarterback. Because it's right up the road. The only thing I want to say, it's a new coach. So what kind of – but Nebraska, normally when you bring in a coach, they tend to not completely – they might – turn over the team. In some cases, they do completely overhaul. But in other cases, they try to utilize the talent they have in the roster. What are you laughing at?
Well, I'm laughing because if we go west, we'll see that Colorado has a new coach.
Yeah, I mean, you could take DJ. He's going to take some quarter. Well, he has a son.
His son's coming from Jackson State. Yeah.
And probably I don't know
some how of the other players in Jackson State are coming there too.
Travis Hunter, probably.
Yep, I believe so.
I mean, okay, I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
When you look at my team talent formula, you know, the top 25, I would not be surprised to see Colorado at that in inside the top 25. Because I think he's going to have a boatload of former 4 and 5 stars transfer in.
Right.
He's going to bring in like 25, 30 transfers, and I think about 20 of them will be blue chippers, including 4 or 5 5 stars. So I think on paper, Colorado is going to look much better. But you know what? I don't think they're going to be that good next year. Because you're still bringing in a totally new team, a new staff. I think they're going to have some growing pains. I think they're probably – like, I think people are already like, oh, man, he's going to bring all this talent. And I think they're going to be right. I think he's going to bring in a lot more talent. I think he's going to have a lot more blue-chip players. But then people are like, oh, man, Colorado's going to be good. No, they aren't.
Yeah.
I think they're still a 4-8, 5-7 team.
Kind of like his spot did in Miami this year, so.
Yeah.
So he's kind of 5-6, though.
5-7, yeah. I think similar, yeah. But Cristobal inherited, so to be fair to Dion's inheriting on a 1-11 team.
Yep.
Whereas Cristobal inherited, I think, a 6-6 team.
Yeah.
And he got a worse record. They fired the coach And he got a, he was a game worse.
So, yeah, but for Colorado, they had the issues with Mike McIntyre, I believe, and then he played out to like Marshall Sheet the last year.
That was years ago.
Maybe 2 years ago.
No, because they had Mike McIntyre. He got let go. They hired Mel Tucker, and then Mel Tucker left to Michigan State. Then they
had
Carl Durrell, who was there 3 years. No, Mac McIntyre is like 5 years ago now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that and you want an overrated coach right now doesn't get much bigger than Mel Tucker.
Yeah, he didn't have a very good year this year.
Well, that and after he had signed that 10-year extension. And then I don't know if you saw the article where he was supposed to pay out a bonus to his staff, but instead he kept it all for himself. It was like $100,000.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Well,
so
hopefully,
I don't think he's making any friends. What do you think about Liberty's new coach?
Very good, great hire. Jamie Caldwell, great job at Coastal Carolina. So true story. He was the offensive coordinator of Charleston Southern when I played against him. They came into Williams Stadium, and they were a top 10 team. They had, like, the number one offense in the FCS. We shut them down, and we upset them. It was the biggest victory of my time at Liberty. So, yeah, full circle, comes back, great hire. When Hugh Freeze left and I saw the candidates within, like, a day, I was like, oh, it should be Jamie Chadwell. And that's who they hired. So, great hire.
How did you feel about Hugh Freeze leaving?
To be honest, as high I was on new Hugh Freeze as he did, the last three games, his team was not prepared. I went to two of them. They got killed by not a good New Mexico State team. Then, you know, if you go to a better job, that's fine. But to literally lose the last three games and not have your team prepared, that I have a little problem with. And then the news came out that some girl was talking about how Erin McCraw was involved with some of the sexual situation. Mm-hmm. Hugh Freeze DMs her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would he think, especially all that he did, that's a good idea? It showed complete lack of self-control and actually showed a kind of arrogance and narcissism. Like, what kind of egomaniac thinks he's okay to do that?
He did the same thing to someone I know as well, but I mean, it just...
Oh, really?
Yes. Someone else who I know got a DM from him as well after he became the funny thing for him at Auburn, they've taken away all of his social media. They say, yeah, no, you can't have it there.
I mean, he needs to pick what he wants to do. Does he want to be someone that just fights battles, or does he want to coach? Because he was a guy that cheated and paid players when it wasn't legal and hired like escorts. I mean, my goodness, have some humility. So
that was why I remember he had been a
competition. So to be honest, I'm actually glad he's gone.
I figured.
Because Liberty also doesn't need any more scrutiny because they're already being attacked left and right because of Jerry Jr. And they just didn't need anything more. So,
That was pretty special how that went down just because I have not watched a Hulu documentary, but I did listen to Gangster Capitalism, and I'm not really surprised. So.
Yeah, but the thing is people are always trying to attack Liberty. The thing is, they got rid of him, and they moved on, and I think they're in a better position. So if people are going to still hold that against University because of one person who they got rid of, maybe that tells you more about them than Liberty.
Yeah, that's going to be true.
So what else you want to talk about there? Oh, did we talk about all the new coaches? So which hire did you think was the best?
I hate to say it. I would say Matt Rhule going to Nebraska.
Why do you hate to say it?
Because he's in the Big Ten, and I'm going to have to – Ohio State's going to play them.
Well, okay. So
Nebraska's going to be a booking boy.
So, okay, who's the second best hire?
That's a good question. let's see. Probably Liberty's coach.
I think you're missing a good hire. That's why when you said Big Ten, because I think there was another pretty darn good hire in the Big Ten.
Let's see.
Think Wisconsin Badgers.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right about that one. I'm mad about that one. I
was going to say, because you were going on about Rule in the Big Ten. I was like, and what Wisconsin did was not as bad. And they hired Longo from North Carolina to be their OC. Goodness. If they would have kept Jim Leonard, which he decided to leave, they would have one heck of a staff.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling in like 5 years, the Big Ten, when USC and UCLA move over, that conference, it's going to be so good. With Nebraska and Wisconsin, I think you're going to have like 8 good teams.
That would be nice because, I mean – since Nebraska came over, for the most part, they've just been the whipping boy to the Big Ten for every team basically to smack around. So, I mean, them to do well, that would be good to see.
Oh, no. I'm happy.
I mean, Fickell, I hate that he's just Wisconsin instead of being back at Ohio State. Just because even though he was there the 1 year, he had a losing record, but he kept the team together till Urban got there.
Oh yeah, I mean he was that was a tough situation he was put in.
Yeah, but he was the only one who could have done it, and instead of saying no, he did it, and for what he had to do, he did good.
You want my opinion?
Go ahead.
Luke Fickell is more Ohio State than Ryan Day.
100%. Actually, you know what? I will even say 1,000%, without question. He took the Cincinnati job because he knew that he was good. He was already a great defensive coordinator, but he knew that he wasn't going to be the coach while Urban Meyer was there. He knew that wasn't going to happen.
Hypothetical: 2 years, Ryan Day heads to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Ryan Day has a couple more years, kind of like this one, maybe gets in the playoff, but doesn't quite. And then at some point, like Day would be a good NFL coach, just to be honest. His personality, and he's a good play caller and stuff, so he'd do well in the NFL. So he goes to the NFL. Does Luke Fickell leave Wisconsin and go to Ohio State? Because that's who I think hope. Ohio State.
That's I hope. Because if not, another one you could think of could be maybe by that time, maybe James Laurinaitis has gone from just being a linebackers coach at Notre Dame. Maybe he's a defensive coordinator.
That's true. How about Brian Hartline?
Yeah, Hartline could be good too. I mean, Hartline had the chance to be the coach at Cincinnati, but didn't want to leave Ohio State. I mean, that's why you're seeing certain players.
How about Marcus Freeman?
No.
He wouldn't do
it. No. As much as he's insulted Ohio State since he got the Notre Dame job, there's no way.
He was a great Ohio State Buckeye.
Yes, but he admitted he made a mistake and came to Ohio State
instead of Notre Dame. Oh, come on. He's just doing that because he's playing against you guys.
The amount of bulletin board material he gave us before that game, you could fill up like 3 bulletin boards.
That's what football's about. You would not hire Marcus Freeman. Oh my goodness! That's silly.
I'd hire a defensive coordinator. I would hire him as a defensive coordinator.
Well, yeah, he's gonna leave Notre Dame to be a defensive coordinator at Ohio State.
I don't think he would leave Notre Dame, honestly.
He won't leave.
Yeah, I mean, like hypothetically, say he did, and he had Brian a chance Kelly to go Ohio State. Brian Kelly wanted to play in the SEC, where he knew he had a better shot. And like you said, Brian Kelly's a good coach. And other than winning a national championship, he accomplished as much in Notre Dame as he could have.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I still think he might win an Natty at LSU if he gets a little. He lacks a little depth. lacked a little depth. You saw that towards the end of the season. Sure. He had too many guys get injured, and he wasn't as good the last couple games. It's always curious to think like who goes to Alabama if Saban leaves?
Dabo, maybe.
You know what? Actually, I would not sleep on that one. And people say never. I kind of feel as if Dabo maybe has done. I mean, look what he's done at Clemson. Does it seem a little like it's gotten a little stale there?
It does. It really does. Yeah. I mean, this year,
doesn't it feel like if Alabama opened up now, he would feel at peace because he won them two national titles.
Yep.
Yeah, he gets to go home as the alma mater. 100%. I could totally see Dabo going to Alabama. That's who they're going to try to hire.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just like how you talked about earlier. I saw that Purdue left and went back to his alma mater, Louisville.
Yeah, not surprising.
Wrong, right?
Yeah, blood, like, people don't realize normally your alma mater, especially if you grew up in the area, mm-hmm. and it was your team. It was probably your, especially if you grew up in the state, it was your team growing up. Like, when Miami opened up last year, people were like, Mario's not going to go back there. I'm like, that's where he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I wouldn't say he's not going to go back there. Look, he did. Scott Frost went back to Nebraska. Yep. It didn't turn out well, but I think sometimes maybe people shouldn't go back to their alma mater. Jim Harbaugh went back out, left the NFL. He would have been fine. Went back to his alma mater. Is Ohio State Luke Fickell's alma mater?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He was a heck of a player at Ohio State.
Wisconsin's in trouble. Trouble.
I got another one for you. Ready?
I don't love Day at Ohio State. But anyways, I don't want to belabor that one. Okay, go ahead.
I understand. Trust me. I understand. But what about Josh Heupel in Oklahoma if Venables doesn't work out?
I wouldn't sleep on that. You never can sleep on the guy's alma mater.
That's true.
You never can.
I mean,
how about if Klieman gets hired, will Venables go to Kansas State?
Possibly.
You know, that's his alma mater, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He played flavor. I'm trying to think of
Who are you trying to think of this time? For what school?
Okay. So my uncle is the chief of staff for UTSA.
Uh-huh.
And the head coach is Jeff Traylor. And UTSA has been really good. They've won two Conference USA titles in a row. He graduated from Texas. Now, he didn't play for Texas, but he graduated from there. I think he played some other sport. I think he played football and then he ended up transferring and getting a degree at Texas. He would go to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually who Texas should hire if Sarkisian leaves.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's what happened with Tom Herman. He had been the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. Yep. But then he had the chance to go to Texas. He went. Didn't work out very well. And he just got another coaching job. I think he's at Florida National, I think.
Florida Atlantic. Yeah. I actually think he's a pretty good coach. I think Texas is just so inbred with all the donors and all. I think the culture there's a little rough. I think I think they fired him too fast. To hire Sarkisian, I still am baffled by that. And how has Sarkisian been in his first 2 years? 4-8 and 8-4? I mean, what was Herman? Herman was like 7-6 and 9-4 and 7-5 and 8-3 or something. So Herman was better probably than Sarkisian. He recruited just as well. I just don't know why they even moved on from Herman to Sarkisian.
He was with Nick Saban.
But that as offensive coordinator.
True, but the thing is, think about the last few offensive coordinators he's had. They've either gone to coach and they've usually gone to be a head coach at another place in college football.
Yeah, I okay, but if they're going to move on from a coach who I don't think was that bad in Tom Herman, I do think there were some cultural things. Like there was some fighting, players leaving, and there was some weird stuff going on within Texas culture that made it a little bit. I think that's why he got fired more. I heard he also fought with some donors and stuff. I heard
wouldn't
he
was surprise
kind of hard to get along with and stuff. But so that but to go on to Sarkisian, who is also a guy that has had a past, he got fired from USC, one of the best jobs in college football, for drinking. And he was just no, he went to Washington first. He was at Washington, then he
that's when he went down.
And even at Washington, USC, in the four or five years he was at them, he was always pretty average as a head coach. They were always like 7-5 and went to USC and they're 8-4. And I think they lost their first game the year he got fired. So I just, if they were going to move on from Herman, I thought they would go for like, I don't know.
A bigger like hire.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head who the hire is now. Jim Harbaugh. I don't know. Nick Saban. Or someone like better than Tom Herman. I just thought they went with a guy that's kind of similar to Tom Herman. And look how the results have been the first 2 years.
Yep. Kind of underwhelming.
They're 12-12, dude.
Yep.
Despite having better talent than everyone else in the Big 12.
Yep. Well, do you think Jimbo Fisher's going to keep his job?
He's another one that, I mean, you're 5 years in. 9-4, 8-5, 10-1. 8-4, 5-7. I mean, does that sound like a coach that you pay that crazy amount of money for?
Well, the funny thing was this year was supposed to be his year because of all the recruits he got. And I mean, he just laid an egg.
The thing is, he's keeping most of those guys around. Like, I thought they'd be a mass exodus. It really isn't. So
it's still kind of early in the portal, though. Let's not forget that.
I'm telling you, though, it slows down a little bit. Like, you saw these mass amount of guys leaving, and yes, there'll be still some more. But I thought there was going to be a mass, like, right there the first day, guys trying to get out. Because, remember, you're trying to get – teams have limited amount of scholarships. So the longer you wait, the less opportunity you have to go to another school.
True.
Like, if you have a team like I think, like, the college football playoff teams, you might see a little more of an exit after their season. Because kids are going to obviously want to play in the college football playoff. That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Right. What if you get to play? But then I think I remember even last year, Georgia, right after they won the Natty, they had, like, 10 guys leave the day after.
Yep.
And you'll see that again.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. It is still early, and we still got a fair amount of bowl games coming up, so we'll definitely be probably getting into them within the next 2 weeks, and so we'll be getting ready to start. And now, I do have one game to question you about, since it is coming up this weekend. You ready?
Yep.
Army or Navy?
Oh. man, how are they this year?
Navy did not have a good year from what I remember.
Yeah, I don't even know how they are. See, Army, let's look up their records. Army is 0-1, 0-2. 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, 2-4, 3-4, 3-5, 3-6, 4-6, 5-6. Sorry, I'm doing this a lot.
Navy had a worse year.
Yeah, but Navy's dominated recently, right?
Actually, I think Army's won the last 3 years.
Are you sure about that? 1-0, 1-1, 1-2, 2-2, 2-3, 2-4, 3-4, 3-5, 4-5,
4-6, 4-7. You know what? They're not that different. 4-7 versus Army Navy rivalry. Let me see what the all-time record is. You can look it up on Wikipedia. The all-time, it is Navy leads. Game results, let's see, in recent years.
Army had like a
Navy won last year. What are you talking about?
They did?
Yeah, Navy's won 2 of the last 3. So it's like, oh, wow, Navy had a heck of a win. From 2002 until 2015, Navy won. Wow. And then Army, Army has won 4 of the last 6. But 2 of the last 3 have gone.
Wow. It was Paul, the Georgia Tech coach hired Paul Johnson, or whatever his name was.
Yep.
He had been the coach at Navy and then went to Georgia Tech. And then Niumatolo took over for him and has been there ever since.
He was a hot name for a while, Niumatolo. Yeah. But he is not – his teams haven't been quite as good. I don't think he's been quite as good the last few years.
Okay, I mean, you know, another coach that at some point you could maybe see a little traction for could be the BYU coach, although he loves being at BYU.
Kalani Sitake, he interviewed for Oregon's job last year. I think he's not a bad coach. We'll see how he does in the Big 12. They weren't that good this year, though. They were 7-5. They got lambasted by a couple teams. Oregon gave them a good beating. They're all right. Let's see how they do this year. I'm interested to see the Big 12 next year because you have, I think, Texas and Oklahoma are still in the conference next year, and you have Cincinnati, UCF, Houston, and it's the Big 14 next year. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next year, the first year of expansion, and next year after that, it's college football expands. You have USC and UCLA moving. You have Texas and Oklahoma moving. I still wonder if you have an expansion of the rest of the Big Ten. I'm not as convinced. I thought the Pac-10 was about ready to implode. I'm not as convinced. I actually can see it staying together, believe it or not, and then it just being the Pac-10 like it was of old, and they don't expand at all. Or maybe add like San Diego State and Fresno, maybe the two California schools, maybe to just have, and then you have Stanford and Cal, so you have more of California.
Yeah,
but that's about it.
One school I couldn't see go there yet, but if they ever did, it'd be a dream come true. It'd be San Jose State.
No,
I know. I mean, I can't see it happening, but still,
I don't think they add. I don't think they add enough when it comes to revenue and money, when it comes to like sports, like football and basketball. Whereas like Fresno State is a very good basketball program and it actually it's a pretty good football program. They were in the top 25, and San Diego State has always been pretty good at football. Yep. They bring in pretty good money. They're also a pretty competitive product. They also, I think they both have pretty good big stadiums. I know that San Diego State does. So they play at the old Charger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they're right. And then Fresno is a pretty big market, and San Diego is obviously a big market. San Jose is a pretty big market. I just, what sport do they bring much to?
I mean, they're pretty competitive in the WAC, but the thing is, their stadium is really small.
Well, they're in the WAC.
I think they are.
The WAC.
I know
is
they
not
used
even...
to be in the WAC. I think maybe WAC, it's the NWC. It's the one with the Boise State, I think.
No, that's Mountain West. Yeah, dude, the WAC is not even. That's not even an FBS conference.
I think they left, and I think they went to. I think they're in the West now. Because usually when their game's on, they're late at night. Usually they're playing.
They're Mountain West because they played Fresno State. They played UNLV. They played Wyoming. Yeah, I was looking at their year this year. I mean, what I see here, they were competitive. They weren't that bad. Yeah. I don't know exactly what the record is I'm looking at, but they won quite a few games. They look like they're more in that. They had a game postponed. Why did that happen?
One of their football players got killed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How did he get killed?
Car accident, I believe. I think it was a car accident. Wow. Yeah. So they canceled the game. The next game, the coach had a shirt on for a tribute for him. Yeah, but who knows? Maybe at some point, if they get a bigger stadium, they could look at maybe expanding into like the Pac-12. But it's neither here nor there. That and maybe a school like Hawaii could even do something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a little off the beaten path. If I was looking at a team, when you're looking at expansion, you're looking at what kind of TV market. What kind of revenue the sport brings for the key sports like football and basketball. Mm-hmm. What kind of product is a competitive product? And the only two that I see in the Pac-12 is Fresno State and San Diego State.
Okay. Although one thing, just a note for you, Tommy Chung, who was a record-setting quarterback at Hawaii, he's now the head coach there.
I know that.
So just another one we talked about for a player coming back and coach at their alma mater. Alrighty. Well, anything else you can really think of tonight, sir?
Nothing right off the top of my head, man.
So, who are you going to pick? Army or Navy?
I'll take Navy.
Well, since I got to play devil's advocate as always, I'll take Army.
Gotcha.
Whoever wins, I'd say it's gonna be a blowout this year. Even though it's gonna be a close game in the beginning, I'd say it's gonna be a 2 or 3 touchdown win by whichever team wins.
My dad was in the Navy. Sorry.
That's okay. Hey, nothing wrong with that at all. But we'll see how that goes. And is the Heisman this weekend or is it next weekend?
This weekend. Okay. Hey, who do you got?
So you're.
Oh, yeah, Dugan.
I picked Dugan. He's who I'm going to pick, and you said you're picking Williams.
Yeah, and who's the favorite? It's Williams, right?
Yeah, it is Williams. At least he was favored before the Chief game. Not sure if he still is, but that was the he was the one who they were picking was the top. It was him, and I think they had Stroud at that point.
Yeah, he's still favored. Looking at the odds right now.
Okay, it's probably him, Dugan, and Stroud, right?
No, it's Williams, Dugan, Bennett, and Stroud.
Really? They have Stroud at the bottom now? Okay.
Sorry, dude.
That's okay. Hey, I mean, I thought he was going to do better, and unfortunately, when it counted, he wasn't able to do it. So, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple other lists. It does look like it'd be a surprise if Williams doesn't win it. So.
Okay. I mean, if he does, he earned it, but I still want to see what else he can do. I mean, I'm sorry that he got hurt because he carried USC this year. Like you said, he was worth four extra wins this year.
You were going to say something about his game and that I should have just let you say it.
Well, I mean, he had a good game until he got injured, but he still fought. He fought. I mean, I was watching.
No, you're going to use his play in the game against him.
A little bit, yes. Only for the fact that for how he played, he gave it everything he could, but because of him getting injured, the last two or three plays for that game, he got leveled. And I felt bad for him. So, I mean, when they took him out, I was glad that they did take him out, but I could tell he did try to leave it all out on the field.
Yeah, you just can't blame that. I mean, he first of all, he doesn't play defense. Clearly, no one on USC does. And then, second of all, he couldn't move.
True. I mean, it just seemed like Duggan, just from my personal opinion, it felt like Duggan left it all out there more. But
he didn't win, though. If Duggan would have pulled off the victory, I think it would have been – I think you maybe would have it for sure 50-50. But the fact that he didn't pull it quite off the win, I think it was enough to keep people to say, no, throughout the duration of the season, Williams was the best quarterback.
Okay. And I can respect that.
Now, I don't know if he's going to be able to play in the bowl game, which if he doesn't – and you know that Tulane will come out there and that will be their, you know, biggest bowl game they've ever played in.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like USC's chances in that game if Williams doesn't play.
I can understand. Yeah, what we'll do is in the coming weeks we'll start to make some of our picks for some of the bowl games because we got some that will start happening, we'll say, next Saturday. So
yeah, next Saturday.
But – we'll see how that goes. Thank you for your time as always, sir. And hopefully we can make it to where we can do this again next week.
Hi, sir.
How would we find you on social media if we were going to try to get in touch with you?
At TurnerCast.
All right. For me, it's Allen.West46. At some point, I will post on Twitter, Allen F. West. We're getting to that point. But just haven't made it there yet. You can follow us on Twitter at TheSportsCast1 and visit us on our website, thesportscast.net. Make sure to check out our show schedules throughout the week. This is Allen West. That's Tyler Turner. Have a great one.
See you later, man.